A Rogue to Remember audition. Wilhelmina Marx was seated in the drawing room of a posh townhouse on Park Lane that faced the lush greenery of Hyde Park. The clock on the mantel ticked, marking the hour as 1:30. Late, very late, she decided. It was not a good sign. Her gaze traveled about the room as she waited. She had studied enough art during her rather remarkable education at the Darrow School for Girls to know that she was in the presence of very fine pieces indeed. One appeared to be an actual Titian. If it wasn't, it was certainly a very good copy. She might well have been wasting her time, but at least she had impressive things to look at. Cutting her gaze to the side, she attempted to study it surreptitiously. So intent upon her task was she that when the door opened and her prospective employer walked in, she didn't even notice. It's a genuine article, or so I was told. If not, well, it wasn't my mistake to purchase. It was my great-grandfather's, and we don't seem to be missing the coin over much. He wasn't very punctual, but the devil lord was in possession of a rather cat-like grace, Wilhelmina thought as she rose to her feet. She allowed her eyes to drift from the Titian to the man who had just entered the room. Not for the first time, she thought she might have made a terrible mistake in coming here. His dark hair was mussed, in fact all of him was mussed. Yet, he still rather took her breath away